Joining us, we have Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Nick Garcia with Chalkbeat Colorado. Ed, what's the mood going into these final few days of session?
I think there's a surprise mood that there has been an agreement on an omnibus bill, Senate Bill 267, that may be the most complex, complicated bill to pass the legislature in the last 10 years. This is a bill that, in brief, saves hospitals from massive funding cuts, puts $1.8 billion to roads, puts another $30 million to rural schools, and gives businesses a small personal property tax cut. It is a bill that nobody thought was going to work out when it was introduced by Senator Jerry Sonnenberg and Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman, and it has gone through hard negotiations for the last few weeks and come out of it. And really, this has turned a session that was about to be able to say we did nothing other than partially hit on the construction defects reform issue into a session that now can almost say, look, we did almost everything we told you we were going to do this year.
Not as much for transportation as people were anticipating. Talk about selling state buildings.
They are going to be selling state buildings and leasing them back. That's one of the primary funding mechanisms to this bill. The state transportation piece is not as big as people hope. Now, there was a past bill that died that would have put $3.5 billion to roads and some more money to local roads and then some more money to local transit. This one is almost devoid of transit money. It's only half of that amount. Most people say this is just a start at this point, but after a couple of years when nothing got done, start is better than nothing.
And Nick, you've been following education funding pretty closely. The School Finance Act still needs to pass. That's what funds all of the state schools. That's been pretty political this year.
The heart of the debate over the State School Finance Act is this charter school bill that's been making its way through the session. This charter school bill would require local school districts to share locally approved voter tax increases that are usually designated for very specific programs like funding full-day kindergarten or teacher training. That bill is stuck over in the House. One of the lawmakers, State Senator Brittany Pedersen, she's working on a compromise. This bill is very near and dear to State Senator Owen Hill's heart, who is running this year's School Finance Act. And there's been this back and forth in this game of chicken, who's going to move first and how do we resolve these two issues is still unclear. But if lawmakers don't move and move quickly, school funding could be in jeopardy.
What is the issue there? I know some school districts already do share money with charter schools. Why is there a big concern about it?
The big concern is this, is that supporters of the charter school bill believe local school districts are discriminating against charter school students. Opponents of the bill believe that this is a local control issue, that local school boards are the ones who are supposed to set budgets, set spending priorities, and also that this bill would overrule voter approval, which school districts need to get in order to raise taxing, increase taxes.
Ed, how do you think the end of this session compares to, let's say, just last year?
Well, the twists and turns that have gone into the session are pretty impressive, from the sudden killing of the transportation funding bill to the sudden passage of the omnibus bill we discussed, as well as construction defects reform. I got to tell you, I think legislators have been working more behind the scenes this year than they were the last 2 years. There's more of a spirit of compromise and willingness to get something done. And I got to think that's going to send everybody out feeling pretty good, except for people who are maybe getting some of their pet project bills killed during the last couple of weeks.
I do think, though, that there is a pessimistic version of that view that lobbyists, lawmakers say that this has been one of the most intense political games of chicken they've ever seen, and that a lot of these behind-the-scenes talks are, you know, keeping really, really important public business out of the public's view.
Thanks. Nick Garcia with Chalkbeat Colorado and Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.